you pay only after the goods have been delivered, because that is also the contract, not so.
Yes, but then the financial instrument for the project is an irrevocable letter of credit. So
good.
So that credit letter has already been sent.
No problem. But in my view, that letter of credit area, the contract requires that you pay by letter of credit, not so.
Yes, in addition, you should establish it upon the signing of the contract. So already you have paid.
Upon the signing of the contract for every 50 ambulance.
Yes. Upon the signing of the contract for every 50 ambulance, since there was no advance mobilization, advance payment, that LC was a security that you have to establish ahead.
No problem. It's not the contract for every 50 ambulance. It is the contract for the contract of every 50 ambulance.
Pardon?
It is the contract for. I'm saying upon the signing of the contract for every 50 ambulance.
Yes.
It is the contract for the every 50 ambulance.
If the contract is for 200 ambulances in tranches of 50, 50, 50.
Good, hold on. So that contract for 50 ambulances is different from this one?
No. It is, the contract is one contract for 200 ambulances, which has been broken down within the contract for every few, you establish LC for every 50 tranche. So you have four LCs for the 200 ambulances.
No, that part, I disagree with you. But if you look at the terms of the contract, it's quite clear. And it should not be difficult for you to accept, because really it doesn't put you in any problem at all. That does not put you into any difficulty. And you know the Minister of Health, you know, the Minister of Finance. So for me, if you accept that, then it doesn't put
difficulty. The problem I have in accepting that for you is that in their letters that confirm that, both from government and from our principal, that is for every 50 ambulances. That confirms and I'll be tendering those letters in. So I cannot go against what the letters say and the contract say, because I was the agent at that time. Japan Business was the agent.
Hold on. LC's on site. Payment shall be in euros. First, we said there shall be no advance payment.
Yes.
What does advance payment mean?
What it means is that you are not the supplier was not going to be paid any cash, any money for him to use in procuring all the accessories and everything to manufacture. So the manufacturer will use his own money to buy the ambulance vans, all the accessories from across the globe, with the security from government being the LC. And the LC has conditions precedent.
Hold on. Yes, advance payment don't mean paying in advance of the delivery of the goods.
They said no advance payment.
Yes, advance payment means that you are paying before the goods are delivered to you.
No, they said no advance payment. Not that there's advance payment. Yes. No advance. Meaning that you will not pay.
Until the goods are delivered to you. Not so.
Yes.
Yes, so until the goods are delivered, you don't pay at all.
You don't pay.
Not so. So. And then also, it goes ahead to say that payments shall be in a free manner. LC is on site of goods. In fact, what is even LC on site of goods? What does it mean?
What LC on site of goods means is that when you ship the documents, when you ship the goods, when you ship the goods from your port of origin, the bill of lading of the goods. It's what as
condition. LC on site of goods means when the goods have been shipped.
They have been shipped.
When the goods have been delivered in Ghana.
No, when the goods have been shipped. Because you have gone to
so
do principles.
Okay.
So what I'm trying to explain is that. So you use the bill of lading. You use a bill of lading. You use a bill of lading.
You establish the LC after principal inspection.
The LC is established as soon as you sign the contract. You establish the LC, and that becomes the security comfort for the supplier to invest his money.
It says LC's on site of goods are established upon the signing of the contract.
Yes.
For every 50 ambulances.
Yes.
Yes. Which contract is this? It's not a contract for every 50 ambulances. So, under this main contract. This was like the main contract.
The main contract, yes, and LC for every 50 of the 200. You said so. You can, so the contract is now saying that government should establish one LC, which is 15.8 million euros for the whole 200 at a go. No, government has a bulk contract of 15.8 million euros. Now this contract will become the ambulance will become in tranches of 50 ambulances. So you establish your LC for the 50. When that 50 have been delivered and everything sorted out and handed over, another LC is established for another subsequent 50 until you finish all the 200. That is what the contract says. So the LC that was
even then, no. I don't agree with your explanation. But even then, this explanation, that's not what happened in this case.
Okay, what happened?
Yeah, that's not what happened. Yes, because the LC was established even before pre-shipment inspection.
Yes.
No, sir.
Yes.
There was no pre-shipment inspection. So yeah. it means there was no basis for the LC to be established in the first place.
No.
Really not your problem anyway.
Right, that place, yeah. in that particular place, you are getting it wrong. You may have patience for me to explain to you.
No.
You are getting it wrong there because when you establish LC, the LC had conditions precedent for it to be on it. And the condition precedent states that you can only cash the LC when you present shipping documents, which is bill of lading, to the Ghana International Bank of the buyer. Before the LC can be honored. So even though the LC was established upon the signing of the contract, was supposed to be established upon the signing of the contract, it cannot be cashed or honored. It becomes a form of security for the supplier to invest his own money. And when he ships the ambulances, he can then send a bill of lading to your bankers, to then honor the LC, because that is a condition precedent.
In this case, even the LC was actually cash. Everything. That payment was actually made before the goods were shipped.
No.
Before the goods got together.
No.
Oh, yeah.
He couldn't have. Oh, yeah. The supplier, there is no way under the sun he could have cashed the LC before the shipping document, which were condition precedent, was presented to Ghana International Bank. Even when he presented the document to Ghana International Bank, Ghana International Bank refused to honor the LC, raising issues of discrepancy, which came back to Bank of Ghana, which later went to the Ministry of Health, and then Animana authorized Bank of Ghana through Ministry of Finance to pay because they had sorted out the discrepancies with Big C. That time, around this time, all the ambulances had already arrived in Ghana. You are not privy to this one, I'm telling you.
In my view, if we agree to this theory, it's so simple, the theory of the case.
Not but agree to the way you want to go, the way you want to go about it.
So let's describe it that way. Do you want to go about it?
Okay,
if
fine.
Agree to it this way, for me, it makes it simple.
Yes, it will make
it doesn't involve any difficulty for you.
Yes, I agree. I understand your point.
That it doesn't. You say there's no advancement. Yes. Yes, when you say there's no advancement, ordinarily meaning in Ghana, that you don't pay until you get your goods. Now, the contract here, even the clear terms, unless maybe you guys did not draft the contract, it says, this is on site of goods, shall be established upon the signing of the contract for every future.
No, it was drafted by government.
And it was an AG
department perose the contract and approve the contract for government.
It is not a problem where they approve it. Every contract is actually approved before later on when they are implementing it. Then problems.
The difficulty I have with your position is that, you see, frankly speaking, fine, as you are saying, if I agree to your position, how you want to go about it and how you want me to go about my answering questions and things, if I go by that way, frankly speaking, I'll be dishonest. Because I know that is not how it's supposed to be. And I'll be dishonest in such a way that I'll be assisting for someone I know is completely innocent about this. For example, Atu Forson, to be jailed because I knew something was wrong, was not the way, and I decided to keep quiet and to answer the question in a way that will make your case better for you to jail him. I'll be battling with my conscience. That is the problem I'm having. Anytime you bring up this issue with my with Yoniko Lendi, when I went to Yoniko Lendi's place, anytime you bring this issue, that is my problem I'm having. Because me, for example, I am in this case because I'm innocent and I'm going through ordeal. So I'm looking at another person also going to go through ordeal and through me because I know the truth and I decide not to say it because I want to help the AG make his case. And I ask myself, what is my interest in it?
I'm not asking you to really help me. I'm just going by the top. Anyway, so that's fine. So this one was even just by the way.
I hope you get my difficulty.
It's on the phone. I don't even know that.
No, don't worry about that one. My issue, I'm talking about. You've been meeting me at my cousin's place. And you've been bringing this issue up several times. And I keep telling you that I can't do that because it doesn't sit well with me.
Look at the terms of contract. The terms of contract are simple. It is on sites that are established upon the side of the contract for you to tell with us.
Yeah.
Do you answer? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's for and every... So when you see the hand, for every 50 ambulance, means that it's not only the 50.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
For every... It means that it is not only 50.
All right.
Mean that there are a lot of 50s that will be following. So that is what I was trying to explain to you. So frankly speaking, the LC that was established was as a security for the supplier to invest his own money since there's no advice.
Yes, it is the same thing that was used to be. Because LC was the means of payment and the agreement.
Yes. When the conditions precedents are met.
Which is what? That he has some documents.
That he has the bill of ladings, the ambulance have been shipped, and the bill of ladings are presented. That is when you can catch the LC. So until you ship the ambulances, you can't catch the LC.
But it was done in this case also.
Yes, in this case, yes. When he shipped the ambulances, he then presented their document to Ghana International Bank. And then Ghana International Bank refused to honor the LC and raised issues of discrepancies, which was later cleared by Animana at the Ministry of Health for payment to proceed. And that is how he was paid.
Yes.
So, in frankly speaking, if there's somebody who authorized this payment to go on, even though in Ghana International Bank raised issues of discrepancies, it's Animana. He was authorizing those payments.
But you in court when you heard the Bank of Ghana officials and the Minister of officials and even Setepe say that no payment can go on except with Minister of Finance authorization. There's no way Minister of Health was authorized. In fact, Minister of Health actually even their letter, they said no, they shouldn't go ahead and produce ambulances.
After that letter that IT wrote that they should suspend production and those things was contrary to the terms of the contract, and that letter went to your office, the AG's office, and the AG debunked that letter and wrote his legal opinion and told her that they should proceed. So AG, that letter had been destroyed by your department, by your ministry. So that letter is of no value. It is the AG's legal opinion that overrode that letter, and Ministry of Finance had to implement the AG's opinion.
Yeah, and by the AG's legal opinion, the terms of the contract were honored.
Or
the terms of the contract were breached.
And because they were already breached, and the AG wanted them to honor it. So that Shedaita's letter that you want to rely on is of no value.
They honor it. Honor the terms of the contract.
The ministry. Yeah, they still didn't honor some part of the contract. They honored the LC part. But when it came to a pre-shipment inspection, they refused to honor that particular part.
Okay.
So they waived their right to go and inspect. And then they turn around and blame people for you not going to inspect to rectify any manufacturing defect that the pre-shipment inspection was meant to kill. So, Sheraite, through her negligence and refusal to implement the pre-shipment inspection, created this problem. That's what I was trying to
head. The reason why I'm that's my timetable for the rest of the
That means that you are not going to be around.
So yeah. And then even next week, the whole of next week, I'll not be around. Maybe there's a way of if you not even finishing next week, I would appreciate.
Oh, no, no, okay, no, no, I'll not finish next week. I don't think I'll be able to finish because the documents are many. So you will surely go and come and meet me.
Oh,
but that will also depend upon the judge's behavior.
You can bring one medical excuse next week.
Okay.
Do as I had.
Okay, fine. If you bring a medical excuse next week.
I said you. How can I bring a medical excuse?
No, you are saying that I should bring a medical excuse next week.
You can. You can if you want.
But brother, you want this woman to issue bench warrant for me again?
Anyway,
because you can see that I was really in admission, struggling for my life, and she issued bench warrant for me, to be arrested, and my name was put everywhere. Now, if I go and do another one, as you are saying, my brother, this woman will issue another bench warrant for me and destroy the little of my reputation left. she will destroy it. But you will surely go and come and meet me still talking. So don't worry.
No problem. All right.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you, my brother. Mm.